శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి.
కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పతాన శృణ్వన్ నోతిభిః సీదసాదనం ప్రణో దేవీ సరస్వతి వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతీ ధీనామవిత్రయవతు గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ. ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః. నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః. యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధనుః. శివా శరవ్యాయాత బతయానో రుద్రమృడయా. యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూర్ఘోరా పాపకాశినీ. తయానస్తను వాచంతమయా గిరిశంతాభిచాకశీ. యామిషుం గిరిశంతహస్తే బిభర్ష్యస్తవే. శివాం గిరిత్రతాం కురుమాహి గుంసి పురుషం జగత్. శివేన వచసా త్వా గిరిశాచ్ఛావదామసి. యథా నః సర్వమిజ్జగద యక్ష్మగుం సుమనా అసత్. అద్య వోచదధి భక్తా ప్రథమో దైవ్యోభిషగ. అహేగుశ్చ సర్వాన్ జంభయన్ సర్వాశ్చ యాతు ధాన్యః. అసౌ యస్తామ్రో అరుణ ఉత బభ్రుస్సు మంగళః. ఏ చేమాగుం రుద్రా అభితో దిక్షు శ్రితా సహస్రశో వైశాగుం ఏడయీమహే. అసవ్యోపసర్పతి నీలగ్రీవో విలోహితః. ఉతైనం గోపా అదృశన్నదృశన్నుదహార్యః. ఉతైనం విశ్వాభూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాదినః. నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీధుషే. అధోయే అస్య తత్వానోహం దేభ్యో కరన్ నమః. ప్రముంజ ధన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్రియోర్జ్యాం. యాశ్చ తే హస్త ఇషవః పరాతా భగవో వపః. అవతత్య ధనుస్త్వగుం సహస్రాక్షశతేషు ధే. నిషేర్య చల్యానాముఖా శివో నః సుమనాభవా. విజ్యం ధనుః కవర్దినో విశల్యో బాణభాగుం ఉత. అనేశన్నస్యేషవ ఆభురస్య నిషం గతిః. యాతే హేతిర్మీడుష్టమహస్తే బభూవతే ధనుః. తయాస్మాన్ విశ్వతస్త్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజా. నమస్తే అస్వాయుధాయానాతతాయ దృష్ణవే. ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవ ధన్వనే. పరితే ధన్వనో కేతిరస్మాన్ వృణక్తు విశ్వతః. అధో యగిషుధిస్తవాయే అస్మన్నిధేహితం. నమస్తే అస్తు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ త్రిపురాంతకాయ త్రికాగ్నికాలాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుంజయాయ సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదాశివాయ శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః. నమో హిరణ్యవాహవే సేనాన్యే దిశాం చ పతయే. నమో నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్య పశూనాం పతయే. నమో నమః సస్పింజరాయ త్రిషీమతే పదేనాం పతయే నమో నమో బభ్లుషాయ వివ్యాధినే నానాం పతయే నమో నమో హరికేశాయోపవేదినే పుష్టానాం పతయే నమో నమో భవస్య హేత్యై జగతాం పతయే నమో నమో రుద్రాయ తథా వినే క్షేత్రానాం పతయే నమో నమః సూతాయ హంత్యాయవనానాం పతయే నమో నమో రోహితాయ సపతయే వృక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో మంత్రిణే వాణిజాయ కక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో భువంతయే వారివస్కృతాయౌషధేనాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉచ్చైర్ఘోషాయ గ్రంథయ దేవత్రీణాం పతయే నమో నమ కృష్ణవేతాయ ధావతే సత్వనాం పతయే నమః నమః సహమానాయ నివ్యాధిన వ్యాధినీనాం పతయే నమో నమః ఖగుభాయ నిషంగిణే సేనానాం పతయే నమో నమో నిషంగిణ ఇషుధిమతి తస్కరాణాం పతయే నమో నమో వంచతే పరివంచతే స్థాయూనాం పతయే నమో నమో నిచేరవే పరిచరాయారణ్యానాం పతయే నమో నమశ్రుకావిభ్యో జిఘాగుంసద్భ్యో ముష్ణతాం పతయే నమో నమో శ్రీమద్భ్యో నక్తం చరద్భ్య ప్రకృంతానాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉష్ణేషిణి గిరిచరాయ కులుంచానాం పతయే నమో నమ ఇషుమద్భ్యో ధన్వావిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆదన్ ద్వానేభ్య ప్రతిదధానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆయచ్ఛద్భ్యో విసృజద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమోస్యద్భ్యో విద్యద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆసీనేభ్య శయానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ స్వపద్భ్యో జాగ్రద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తిష్టద్భ్యో ధావద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ సభాభ్యః సభాపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో అశ్వేభ్యో అశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమ ఆవ్యాధినేభ్యో విరిధ్యందేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఉగణాభ్యస్తృగుంహదేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గృత్సేభ్యో గృత్సపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో భ్రాతేభ్యో భ్రాతపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గణేభ్యో గణపతి యశ్చ వో నమో నమో విరూపేభ్యో విశ్వరూపేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మహద్భ్యః క్షుల్లకేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథిభ్యో రథేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథేభ్యో రథపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః సేనాభ్యః సేనానిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః శత్రుభ్యః సంగ్రహేతృభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తక్షభ్యో రథకారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః కులాలేభ్య కర్మారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః పుంజిష్టేభ్యో నిషాదేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఇషుకృద్భ్యో ధన్వకృద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మృగయుభ్యశ్వనిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమశ్వభ్యశ్వపదిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమో భవాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమశ్చర్వాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమో నీలగ్రీవాయ చ శితికంఠాయ చ నమః కపర్దినే చ వ్యుక్తకేశాయ చ నమః సహస్రాక్షాయ చ శతధన్వనే చ నమో గిరిశాయ చ శిపిభిష్టాయ చ నమో మేధుష్టమాయ చేషుమతే చ నమో క్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో బృహతే చ వర్షేయసే చ నమో వృద్ధాయ చ సంవృద్ధ్వనే చ నమో అగ్ర్యాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమః ఆశవేచాధికాయ చ నమః శేఘ్రయాయ చ శేభ్యాయ చ నమః ఊర్మ్యాయ చ వస్వన్యాయ చ నమః స్త్రోతస్యాయ చ వేభ్యాయ చ నమో జ్యేష్ఠాయ చ కనిష్ఠాయ చ నమః పూర్వజాయ చ పరజాయ చ నమో మధ్యమాయ చాపగల్భాయ చ నమో జగన్యాయ చ బుద్ధ్యాయ చ నమః సోభ్యాయ చ ప్రతిశత్యాయ చ నమోజ్ఞామ్యాయ చ క్షేమ్యాయ చ నమః ఉర్వర్యాయ చ కళ్యాయ చ నమః శ్లోక్యాయ చ వసాన్యాయ చ నమో వన్యాయ చ కక్ష్యాయ చ నమః శ్రవాయ చ ప్రతిశ్రవాయ చ నమః ఆశుషేణాయ చాశురథాయ చ నమః శూరాయ చ వవిందతే చ నమో వర్మిణే చ వరుథినే చ నమో బిల్మినే చ కవచినే చ నమః శ్రుతాయ చ శ్రుతసేనాయ చ నమో దుందుభ్యాయ చ హనన్యాయ చ నమో దృష్ణవే చ ప్రమృషాయ చ నమో దూతాయ చ ప్రహితాయ చ నమో నిషంగిణే చేషుధిమతే చ నమః తీక్ష్ణేశవే చాయుధినే చ నమః స్వాయుధాయ చ సుధన్వనే చ నమః శ్రుత్యాయ చ పథ్యాయ చ నమః కాట్యాయ చ నీప్యాయ చ నమః శూద్యాయ చ సరస్యాయ చ నమో నాద్యాయ చ వైశంతాయ చ నమః కోప్యాయ చ భట్యాయ చ నమో వర్ష్యాయ చ వర్ష్యాయ చ నమో మేఘ్యాయ చ విద్యుత్యాయ చ నమః ఈద్ర్యాయ చ తప్యాయ చ నమో వాత్యాయ చ రేష్మ్యాయ చ నమో వాస్తవ్యాయ చ వాసుపాయ చ ఓం హర 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 ఓం నమః సోమాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమస్కామ్రాయ చ రుణాయ చ నమః శంగాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమః ఉగ్రాయ చ భీమాయ చ నమో అగ్రే వధాయ చ దూరే వధాయ చ నమో హంత్రే చ హనీయతే చ నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్యో నమస్కారాయ నమః శంభవే చ మయోభవే చ నమః శంకరాయ చ మయత్కరాయ చ నమః శివాయ చ శివతరాయ చ నమః తీర్థ్యాయ చ కూల్యాయ చ నమః పార్యాయ చ వార్యాయ చ నమః ప్రతరణాయ చోత్తరణాయ చ నమః ఆతాద్యాయ చాలాద్యాయ చ నమః షష్ట్యాయ చ భేన్యాయ చ నమః త్రిగత్యాయ చ ప్రభాక్యాయ చ నమ గిరిణ్యాయ చ ప్రపథ్యాయ చ నమకిగుంశిలాయ చ క్షయణాయ చ నమకపర్దినే చ పులస్తయే చ నమో గోష్ఠ్యాయ చ గృహ్యాయ చ నమస్తల్ప్యాయ చ గేక్ష్యాయ చ నమకాట్యాయ చ గహ్వరేష్ఠాయ చ నమో హృదయ్యాయ చ నివేష్ట్యాయ చ నమః పాగుంసవ్యాయ చ రజస్యాయ చ నమః శుష్క్యాయ చ హరిత్యాయ చ నమో లోప్యాయ చోలప్యాయ చ నమః ऊर्व्याय च सूर्म्याय च नमः पर्ण्याय च पर्णच्छद्याय च नमोपगुरमाणाय च विघ्नते च नमः आखिदते च प्रखिदते च नमो वत्किरिगेभ्यो देवानागुं हृदयेभ्यो नमो विक्षीणकेभ्यो नमो विचिन्वत्केभ्यो नमः आनिर्हतेभ्यो नमः आमीवत्केभ्यः द्रापे अन्धसस्पदे दरिद्रन्नीललोहिता येषाम् पुरुषाणामेषाम् पशूनाम् माभिर्मारोमो येषाम् किञ्चनाममत् या ते रुद्रशिवा तनो शिवा विश्वाभेषजे शिवा रुद्रस्य भेषजे दयानो मृडजीवसे इमागुम् रुद्राय तवसेकपर्दिने क्षयद्वीराय प्रभरामहे मतिम् यथा नश्यमसद्विपदे चतुष्पदे विश्वम् पुष्टम् ग्रामे अस्मिन्ननातुरम् मृडानो रुद्रो तनो मयस्कृते क्षयद्वीराय नमसा विधेमते यच्छं च योश्च मनुरायजे पिता तदस्य मदव रुद्रप्रणीतौ मानो महान्तमुतमानो अर्भकम् मान उक्षन्तमुतमान उक्षितम् मानो वधे पितरम् मोद मातरम् प्रियामानस्तनुवो रुद्ररेषः मानस्तोके तनये मान आयुषिमानो गोषुमानो अश्वेषुरेरिषः वीरान्मानो रुद्रभावितो वधेर्हविष्मन्तो नमसा विधेमते आरात्रे गोघ्नमुत पूरुषघ्ने क्षयद्वीराय सुम् नमस्मेरे अस्तु रक्षा जनो अधिज देव ब्रूह्यधा जन शर्म यच्छद्विवरुहाः सुभिश्रुतम् गर्तदम् युवानम् मृगन्न भीममुपहत्नुमुग्रम् मृडाय रिद्रे रुद्रस्तवानो अन्यन्दे अस्मन्निव पन्तु सेनाः परिणो रुद्रस्य हेतुर्वृणक्तु परिद्वेषस्य दुर्मतिरघायो अवस्थिरा मघवद्व्यस्तनुष्वमीद्वस्तोकायतनयाय मृडया वीणुष्टमशिवतमशिवो न सुमना भवा परमे वृक्ष आयुधन्निधाय कृत्यम् वसानाचरपि नाकम् बिभ्रदागहे विकिरिदविलोहित नमस्ते अस्तु भगवः यास्ते सहस्रगुम्हेतयोऽन्यमस्मन्निव बन्धुताः सहस्राणि सहस्रदा बाहुवोस्तव हेतयः तासामीशानो भगवपराचेन मुखागृहे सहस्राणि सहस्रशो ये रुद्राधिभूम्याम् तेषागुम् सहस्रयो जने वधन्मानि तन्मते अस्मिन्महत्यर्णवेन्दरिक्षे भवाधे नीलग्रीवाश्रितिकण्ठाक्षगर्वा अधः क्षमाचराः नीलग्रीवाश्रितिकण्ठादिवगुम् रुद्रा उपश्रिताः ये वृक्षेषु सस्पिञ्जरा नीलग्रीव विलोहिताः ये भूतानामधिपतयो विशिखासक्कवर्दिनः ये अन्येषु विविध्यन्ति पात्रेषु पिबतो जनान् ये पथाम् परिरक्षय ऐलभृधायव्युधः ये तीर्थानि प्रजरन्ति सृकावन्तो निषङ्गिणः యగేతావంతస్య భూయాగుంసస్య దిశో రుద్రావితస్థిరే తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వధన్వాని తన్మతే నమో రుద్రేభ్యోగే పృథివ్యాం ఏంతరిక్షే దివియే శావన్నం వాదో వరుషమిషవస్తేభ్యో దశ ప్రాధేర్దశ దక్షిణాదశ ప్రతేశేర్దశోదేశేర్దశోర్ధ్వాస్తేభ్యో నమస్తే నో మృడయంతు తేయం విష్మో యశ్చ నో ద్వేష్టితం భోజం మే దధామి త్రయంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ బంధనాన్ మృత్యోర్ముక్షేయమామృతాత్ యో రుద్రో అగ్నౌ యో అప్సుయ ఓషధేషు యో రుద్రో విశ్వ భువనా వివేశ తస్మై రుద్రాయ నమో అస్తు ఏతే సహస్రమయుతం పాశా మృత్యోర్మర్త్యాయ హంతవే తాన్యజ్ఞస్య మాయయా సర్వానవయజామహే మృత్యవే స్వాహా మృత్యవే స్వాహా ప్రాణానాం గ్రంథిరసి రుద్రో మా విశాంతకః తేనాన్నేనాప్యాయస్వా నమో రుద్రాయ విష్ణవే మృత్యుర్మే పాహి తముష్టు హి అశ్విషు సుధన్వాయో విశ్వస్య శయతి భేషజస్య యక్ష్వా మహేసో మనసాయ రుద్రం నమో విర్దేవమసురంధువస్య అయం మే హస్తో భగవాన్ అయం మే భగవత్తరః అయం మే విశ్వవేటజోయగు శివాభిమరుషణః ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః శంచ మే మయశ్చ మే ప్రియం చ మే ను కామశ్చ మే కామశ్చ మే సో మనసశ్చ మే భద్రం చ మే శ్రేయశ్చ మే వశ్యశ్చ మే యశశ్చ మే భగశ్చ మే ద్రవిణం చ మే గంతా చ మే క్షేమశ్చ మే ధృతిశ్చ మే విశ్వం చ మే మహశ్చ మే సంవిచ్య మే జ్ఞాత్రం చ సోశ్చ మే ప్రసోశ్చ మే శేరం చ మే లయశ్చ మరుతం చ మే మృతం చ మే యక్ష్మం చ మే నామయశ్చ మే జీవాతుశ్చ మే దీర్ఘాయుత్వం చ మే న మిత్రం చ మే భయం చ మే సుగం చ మే శయనం చ మే సోషా చ మే సుదినం చ మే ఓం శాంతి 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 భద్రం కర్ణే విశృణుయామ దేవాః భద్రం పశ్యే మాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్ణువాగుంసస్తనోభిః వ్యశేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దదాతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః భద్రం కర్ణేభిశృణుయామ దేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః స్థిరైరంగై సుష్టువాగుంసస్తనూభిః వ్యశేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి నః పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఆపమాపామపః సర్వాః అస్మాదస్మాదితో ముదః అగ్నిర్వాయుశ్చ సూర్యశ్చ సహసంజస్కరర్ధ్రియం వాయువశ్వారశ్మిపతయః మరేచ్యాత్మానో అద్రుహః దేవేర్భువన సోవరే పుత్రవత్వాయ మే సుత మహానాం నిర్మహామానాః మహసో మహసస్వః దేవే పర్జన్య సోవరే పుత్రవత్వాయ మే సుత అపాష్ణుష్ణిమపారక్షః అపాష్ణుష్ణిమభారఘం అపాఘ్రామపజావర్తిం అపదేవేరితోఖిత వజ్రం దేవేరజేతాగశ్చ భువనం దేవసూవరీ ఆదిత్యానదిదిం దేవీ యోనినోర్ధ్వముదేశద శివానశ్చందమాభవందు దివ్యా ఆప ఓషధయః సుమృడీగా సరస్వతే మా దేవ్యోమ సందృశే స్మృతి ప్రత్యక్షమైదిహ్యం అనుమానశ్చతుష్టయం ఏదైరాదిత్యమండలం సర్వైరేవ విదాస్యతే సూర్యో మరీచిమాదత్తే సర్వస్మాద్భువనాదధే తస్యా పాగవిశేషేణ స్మృతం కాల విశేషణం నదీవ ప్రభవాత్ కాచిత్ అక్షయ్యాస్యంతతే గత తాన్నద్యోపి సమాయంతే సోరుస్వతేన నివర్తతే ఏవం నానా సముత్థాన కాలా సంవత్సరగ్రశ్రితాః అనుషశ్చ మహసశ్చ సర్వే సమవయంత్రితం సతైః సర్వే సమావిష్టః ఊరుస్సన్న నివర్తతే అది సంవత్సరం విద్యాద్ తదేవ లక్షణే అణుభిశ్చ మహద్భిశ్చ సమారూఢః ప్రదృశ్యతే సంవత్సరః ప్రత్యక్షేణ నాదిసత్వః ప్రదృశ్యతే పటరో విక్లిదః పింగః ఏతద్వరుణ లక్షణం యత్రైతదుపదృశ్యతే సహస్రం తత్ర నీయతే ఏకగుంహి శిరో నానాముఖే కృష్ణం తదృతులక్షణం ఉభయతః సప్తేంద్రియాణి జల్పితం ద్వేవ దిక్ష్యతే శుక్లకృష్ణే సంవత్సరస్య దక్షిణవామయో పార్శ్వయో తస్యేషా భవతే శుక్రం దే అన్యజ్యజతం దే అన్యత్ విషురూపే అహనీద్యౌరివాసే విశ్వాకి భాగ్యా అవసి స్వధావః భద్రాదే పూషన్నిహరాతిరస్విది నాత్ర భువనం న పూషా న పశవః నాదిత్య సంవత్సర ఏవ ప్రియచక్షేణ ప్రియతమం విద్యాద్ ఏతద్వై సంవత్సరస్య ప్రియతమం రూపం యోశ్చ మహానర్తముత్పశ్యమానో భవతే ఇదం పుణ్యం కురుష్వేదే తమాహరణం దధ్యాద్ సాగం జానాగం సప్తతమాహురే గజం షడుద్యమా ఋషయో దేవజాగితి తేషామిష్టాని విహితాని ధామశః స్థాత్రే ద్వేజంతే విదితాని రూపశః కోజు మధ్యా అమితిథః సఖా సఖాయమబ్రవీద్ జహాగో అస్మదీశతే యస్తిత్యాజ సఖిమితగుం సఖాయం నతస్య వాచ్య విభాగో అస్తే యదేగుం శృణోత్యలగగుం శృణోతే నహి ప్రవేద సుకృతస్య పంథామితి ఋతును ఋతునానుద్యమానః విననాదాభితావః షష్ట్రిశ్చత్రిగుంశగా వల్గాః శుక్లకృష్ణౌ దశాష్టికౌ సారాగవత్రయేర్జరదక్షః వసంతో వసుభిః సహ సంవత్సరస్య సవితుః ప్రైషదృత్ప్రథమ స్మృత అమోనాదయదేద్యన్యా అమోగుశ్చ పరిరక్షతః ఏతావాచః ప్రయుజ్యంతే యత్రైతదుపదృశ్యతే ఏతదేవ విజానీయాద్ ప్రమాణం రాజపర్యగే విశేషణం తు వక్ష్యామః ఋతూనాం తన్నిబోధత శుక్లవాసా రుద్రగణః గ్రీష్మేనావర్తసే సహ నిజహన్ పృథివేగం సర్వాం జ్యోతిషా ప్రతిఖ్యేన సహ విశ్వరూపాణి వాసాగుంసి ఆదిత్యానాం నిబోధత సంవత్సరేణం కర్మఫలం వర్షావిర్దదతాగం సహ అదుఃఖో దుఃఖచక్షురివ తద్మా ఏత ఇవ దృశ్యతే శీతేనావ్యథయన్నివ రురుదక్ష ఇవ దృశ్యతే లాలయతే జ్వలతశ్చైవ సామ్యతశ్చాస్య చక్షుషి యా వై ప్రజా భృగ్దృశ్యందే సంవత్సరాత్తా భృగ్దృశ్యందే యా ప్రతిష్ఠంతి సంవత్సరేతా ప్రతిష్ఠంతి వర్షాభ్యగిత్యర్థః అక్షిదుఃఖోత్తిరశ్చైవ విప్రసన్నే కరీణికే ఆంగే చాద్గణం నాస్తే ఋభూణాం తన్నిబోధత కనకాభాని వాసాగుంసే అహతాని నిబోధత అన్నమశ్నీత మృజ్మీత అహం వో దేవన ప్రద ఏతావాచ ప్రయుజ్యంతే శరద్రత్రోపదృశ్యతే అభిధోన్వంతో విఘ్నంద ఇవ వాతవంతో మరుద్గణాః అముతో జేతుమిషుముఖమివ సన్నద్ధా సహజదృశేః అబద్ధస్తైర్వస్తివర్ణైరివ విశిఖాస కపర్దినః అక్రుద్ధశ్చ యోచ్యమానస్య క్రుద్ధస్యేవ లోకినీ ఏమతశ్చ చక్షుషే విద్యాత్ అక్ష్ణయో క్షిపణోరివ దుర్భిక్షం దేవలోకేషు మనోనాముదకం గృహే ఏతావాచ ప్రవదంతి వైద్యుతోయాంతి శైశిరే తామగ్ని పవమానా అన్వయేక్ష ಇಚ್ಛತ ಇಹ ಜೀವಿಕಾಮಪರಿಪಶ್ಯನ್ ತಶ್ಚೇಷಾ ಭವದೇ ಇಹೇಹವಸ್ವ ತಪಸಃ ಮರುತಃ ಸೂರ್ಯತ್ವಜಃ ಶರ್ಮ ಸಪ್ರಥಾ ಆವೃಣೇ ಅತಿತಾಮ್ರಾಣಿ ವಾ ಸಾಗುಂಸೇ ಅಷ್ಟಿವಜ್ರಿಷದಗ್ನಿಶ ವಿಶ್ವೇ ದೇವಾ ವಿಪ್ರಹರಂದೇ ಅಗ್ನಿಜಿಹ್ವಾ ಅಸಶ್ಚತ ನೈವ ದೇವೋ ನ ಮರ್ತ್ಯಃ ನ ರಾಜಾ ವರುಣೋ ವಿಭುಃ ನಾಗ್ನಿರ್ನೇಂದ್ರೋ ನ ಪವಮಾನಃ ಮಾತೃಕಚ್ಚನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ದಿವ್ಯಶ್ಚೈಕಾ ಧನುರಾತ್ರಿಃ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಾಮಪರಾಶ್ರಿತ ತಸ್ಯೇಂದ್ರೋ ವಂವೃರೂಪೇಣ ಧನುಜ್ಯಾಮಚಿರತ್ಸ್ವಯಂ ತದಿಂದ್ರಧನುರಿತ್ಯಜ್ಯಂ ಅಭ್ರವರ್ಣೇಷು ಚಕ್ಷತೆ ಏತದೇವ ಶಯ್ಯೋರ್ಬಾಲಸ್ಪತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಏತದ್ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಧನುಃ ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ತ್ವೇವ ಧನುರಾತ್ರಿಃ ಶಿರ ಉತ್ಪಿಪೇಶ ಸಪ್ರವರ್ಗ್ಯೋ ಭವತ್ ತಸ್ಮಾಜ್ಯ ಸಪ್ರವರ್ಗೇನ ಯಜ್ಞೇನ ಯಜತೆ ರುದ್ರಸ್ಯ ಶಿರಃ ಪ್ರತಿದಧಾತಿ ನೈನಗುಂ ರುದ್ರ ಆರುಗೋ ಭವತಿ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಅತ್ಯೋರ್ಧ್ವಾಶೋಚಿರಶ್ಚಾತ್ ಶಿಶಿರ ಪ್ರದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ನೈವ ರೂಪಂ ನ ವಾ ಸಾಗುಂಸಿ ನ ಚಕ್ಷು ಪ್ರತಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯಂದು ನ ಹಿಗ್ರಸ್ರಾದಃ ಸದಸ್ತದ್ದೇವಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಲೋಹಿತೋಕ್ಷ್ಣಿಶಾರಶೇಷ್ಣಿಃ ಸೂರ್ಯಸ್ಯೋದಯನಂ ಪ್ರತಿ ತ್ವಂ ಕರೋಷಿಣ್ಯಂಜಲಿಕಾಂ ತ್ವಂ ಕರೋಷಿ ನಿಜಾನುಕಾಂ ನಿಜಾನುಕಾಮೇನ್ಯಂಜಲಿಕಾಂ ಅಮೀವಾಚಮುಪಾಸತಾಮಿತಿ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಲತವೋ ನಮಂದೇ ಮರ್ಯಾದಾಗರತ್ವಾತ್ ಪ್ರಪುರೋಧಾಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಆಪ್ನೋತಿ ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇದ ಸಕಲು ಸಂವತ್ಸರ ಏತೈ ಸೇನಾನೀಭಿಃ ಸಹ ಇಂದ್ರಾಯ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ಕಾಮಾನ ವಿವಹತಿ ಸದ್ರಪ್ಸಃ ತಸ್ಯೈಷಾ ಭವತಿ ಅವದ್ರಪ್ಸೋ ಅಗುಂ ಸುಮತಿ ಮನಸಿಠದು ಇಯಾರ ಕೃಷ್ಣೋ ದಶಭಿಃ ಸಹಸ್ರೈಃ ಆವರ್ತಮಿಂದ್ರಶ್ಚ ಚಾಧಮಂದಂ ಉಪಸ್ನುಹಿತಂ ನೃಮಣಾಮದ್ರಾಮಿತಿ ಏತಯೈವೇಂದ್ರಃ ಸಹಾ ವೃಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಸಹ ಅಸುರಾನ್ ಪರಿಭೃಷ್ಟತೆ ಪೃಥಿವ್ಯಗುಂ ಸುಮತಿ ಮನ್ವವಸ್ಥಿತಃ ಸಂವತ್ಸರೋ ದಿವಂ ಚ ನೈವಂ ವಿರುಷಾಚಾರ್ಯಾನ್ ದೇವಾಸಿನೋ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯಸ್ಮೈ ದೃಕ್ಯಾತಾಂ ಯೋ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಭ್ರಶ್ಯತೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಾಲೋಕಾತ್ ಇತೃತುಮಂಡಲಾನಿ ಸೂರ್ಯಮಂಡಲಾನ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾಯಿಕಾ ಅತ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಂ ಸ ನಿರ್ವಚನಾ ಆರೋಗೋ ಭ್ರಾಜಃ ಪಡರಃ ಪತಂಗಃ ಸ್ವರ್ಣರೋ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷೀ ಮಾನೇ ವಿಭಾಸಃ ತೇ ಅಸ್ಮೈ ಸರ್ವೇ ದಿವ ಮಾತಪಂದೇ ಊರ್ಜಂ ದುಹಾನಾನಪತ್ಪುರಂದಗಿತೆ ಕಶ್ಯಪೋಷ್ಠಮಃ ಸಮಹಾಮೇರುಂ ನ ಜಹಾತಿ ತಸ್ಯೈಷಾ ಭವತಿ ಯತ್ತೇ ಶಿಲ್ಪಂ ಕಶ್ಯಪರೋಚನಾವತ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾವತ್ ಪುಷ್ಕಲಂ ಚಿತ್ರಭಾನೋ యస్మిన్ సూర్యా అర్పితా సప్త సాకం తస్మిన్ రాజానమధివిశ్రయేమమితి తే అస్మై సర్వే గశ్యవా జ్యోతిర్లభందే తాన్ సోమః కశ్యపా దధి నిర్ధమతే భ్రష్టా కర్మ కృతిమైవం ప్రాణో జీవానింద్రియ జీవాణి సప్తశేషణ్యా ప్రాణా సూర్యా ఇత్యాచార్యా అపశ్యమహమేతాన్ సప్త సూర్యానితి పంచకర్ణో వాచ్యాయనః సప్తకర్ణశ్చ ప్లాక్షిః ఆనుశ్రవిక ఏవ నౌకశ్చపయితి ఉభౌ వేదయితే నహి చేకుమివ మహావీరుం గంధం అపశ్యమహమేతత్ సూర్యమండలం పరివర్తమానం గార్గ్య ప్రాణత్రాతః గచ్ఛంత మహామేరుం ఏకం చాజహతం భ్రాజపటర పతంగా నిహనే తిష్టన్నాతపంతే తస్మాదిహతత్రితపా అముత్రేతరే తస్మాదిహతత్రితపా తేషామేషా భవతే సప్త సూర్యాదివమను ప్రవిష్టా తానన్వేది పతిభిర్దక్షిణావాన్ తే అస్మై సర్వే ధృతమాతపంతే ఊర్జం దుహానామనవస్ఫురంత ఇతే సప్త ద్విజ సూర్యా ఇత్యాచార్యా తేషామేషా భవతే సప్త దిశో నానా సూర్యా సప్త హోతార ఋత్విజః దేవా ఆదిత్యాయే సప్త తేభిః సోమాభిరక్షణయితే తదప్యాం నాయః దిగ్భ్రాజరుతోంగరోతే ఏతైవావృతా సహస్ర సూర్యతాయ ఇతి వైశంపాయనః తస్యేషా భవతే యద్యావ ఇంద్రతే శతకం శతం భూమేః ఉత స్యుః నత్వా విద్రిం సహస్రగుం సూర్యాః అనునజాతమష్టరోదసేరితి నానాలింగత్వాద్రిభూణాం నానా సూర్యత్వం అష్టౌ దువ్యవసిత ఇతి సూర్యమండలాన్యష్టాద ఊర్ధ్వం తేషామేషా భవతి చిత్రం దేవానాముదగాదనీగం చక్షుర్మిత్రశ్చ వరుణశ్యాగ్నే ఆ ప్రాధ్యా వా పృథివే అంతరిక్షం సూర్య ఆత్మా జగతస్తస్థుషశ్చేతే క్వేదమభ్రన్నివిశతే వాయగుం సంవత్సరోమిదః వాహక్వేయం దేవరాత్రే క్వమాసారుతవశ్రితాః అర్ధమాసా ముహూర్తాః నిమేషాష్ఠుభిః సహ క్వేమా ఆవో నివిశంతే యదీతో యాంతి సంప్రతి కాలా అప్సు నివిశంతే ఆవత్సూర్యే సమాహితా భద్రం కర్ణేభిః శృణుయామ దేవాః భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రా స్థిరైరంగయే సుష్టువాగుంసస్తనూభిః వ్యజేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః స్వస్తి న ఇంద్ర వృద్ధశ్రవాః స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదాః స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్షో అరిష్టనేమిః స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు ఓం శాంతి.
शान्ति शान्तिः
स्वस्ति प्रजाभ्यः परिपालयन्ताम् न्यायेन मार्गेण महीमहेशाः गोब्राह्मणेभ्यः शुभमस्तु नित्यम् समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ
शान्ति
शान्ति
शान्तिः
Anamika Arvind, an alumna of Sri Satya Sai Primary School, offered her obeisance to Swami. Hundreds of alumni of Sri Satya Sai Primary School are here in Prashanti Nilayam to celebrate 30 years of this institution as well as to begin their new year in the Divine Presence in Prashanti Nilayam. Anamika Arvind, an alumna of Sri Satya Sai Primary School, is now going to address the gathering.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba, who is our eternal mother, father, friend, family, guru, and God. On the eve of the year 2012, on behalf of three decades of students from Sri Satya Sai Primary School, we have all gathered here today at his lotus feet to celebrate his love, and on behalf of those across the globe who could not be present here today, I truly feel honored to address this gathering. Respected elders, our dear aunties and teachers of primary school, and my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all gathered here. Do you all know how our primary school started? It was in the year 1970s. An ardent devotee of Swami from Italy, Mr. Antonio Craxi, he would often drive Swami from Prashanti Mandir to the Gokulam. And on one such day, when they were traveling, Swami showed him an open land. And Swami said that a school would come up here. And then Swami asked him, "Do you know how many children would study here?" And he said, "Swami, 200 children. Because at that time, Puttaparthi was a very small village, and Swami answered, 1,000 students. And that really came out to be true. Mr. Craxi then replied, "Swami, we would want to be a part of this divine plan." And Swami resounded, "Yes." And that's how our school came up. A few months later, the foundation was laid, which was followed by puja and then aarti. That marked the beginning of a new journey for thousands of blessed souls like us. Swami inaugurated the Sri Satya Sai Primary School on 19th November 1980. In January, the first batch of 108 students, boys and girls, handpicked by Swami, began their journey in the school of life at the primary school directly under his gaze. In the 80s, when the school was inaugurated, Swami would visit the school almost every single day. He knew that the tiny tots would be missing their parents, so the Divine Mother was there to take care of them. Swami would himself be there when the children would be having their meals. Swami would lift the bucket and the ladle and start serving the children. He would ask them if they wanted more, and when we said yes, he himself would serve us. That is the love of a thousand mothers. True love from our Divine Mother. Right from its inception, Bhagwan made sure that the school curriculum blends both secular and spiritual education through EduCare, integral education based on human values. The five human values of truth, right conduct, peace, love and non-violence are the undercurrents of every subject taught at the school. The first subject of the day taught to every class is human values. Our beloved Bhagwan's grand vision of nurturing the foundations of future of mankind has culminated in a small way in our primary school, and it's completing 30 glorious years. All through the decades, Swami held our hands and gave us His special love. In fact, His most recent words for primary school have been, "Primary school baga chestunaru," meaning primary school is doing very well. Dear Swami, you inspired, nurtured, guided and motivated us as children in primary school. And today, the same children have grown into exemplary human beings who are professionally sound, socially responsible and spiritually aware. Be it academics, be it sports, be it cultural events or be it spiritual sadhana, we could excel in every field purely because of your love and blessings. You took care of even the minutest details in our upbringing. You showered your concern on us by asking us, "Idli khaya? Kitna idli khaya?" And when we would answer, "Swami, do idli khaya. Swami, char idli khaya," he would say, "Bas, char idli khaya." Swami, you poured your love on us by addressing us as Bangaru. And of course, you also tightened us and called us Dunnapotu sometimes. Today, on the eve of New Year Day, we have journeyed back home in the spirit of thanksgiving and pray to you to strengthen this spirit with each passing day. Dear Swami, on behalf of all the students from Sri Satya Sai Primary School, we offer at your lotus feet a book that shares with the world our special love story. It attempts to capture the big love imbued into many little hearts. Dear Bhagwan, please accept this as humble token of our love. Thank you, dear Lord.
Childhood is the most beautiful of all life seasons, and a childhood spent with God, a divine privilege that a soul can only dare dream of. Beloved Swami, all through the decades, you filled our hearts with your divine love, a love that will live in our souls ever after. We cannot thank you enough for all that you've been to us. We pray that this gratefulness permeates every aspect of our lives. And so it goes on, the soul on its journey, through lives and lifetimes, from itself to itself, a journey through the oceans of life, the waves of trouble and turmoil, and a few pleasures in between. playful enough to keep us on the edge. But plunge we must into the depths unknown, diving deep to seek and to find the pearls that we shall keep. And so in this book we have strung the pearls that we have found. It is but an unfinished strand. We offer it unto thee anyway.
Take our love and let it flow in fullness of devotion to thee. O Lord, take our hands and let them work incessantly for thee. O Lord, take our mind and thoughts and let them be in tune with thee. O Lord, take our souls and let them be merged in one with thee. O Lord, take our everything and let us be worthy instruments of thee.
Feed the Lord, we pray. Grace us with your love this day. At your feet, dear Lord, we pray. Grace us with your love this day. Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama. With your love this day. Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama. Oh Baba, oh Baba, you are Mother, you are Father. All names and every form, all that was and will be born, your all names and every form, all that
Sai Primary School to take us down the memory lane. Sai Geeta joined the Sri Satya Sai Primary School as a student of class 5 in the year 1983 at Swami's behest. She completed her class 12 in 1990 and continued her education at the Anandpur campus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. She received the gold medal in BSc from the Divine Hands in the year 1993. Under his guidance, she pursued an MSc in physics at the Bangalore University and was a recipient of 6 gold medals, the highest in the history of the university till then. She further did an M.Tech in industrial electronics at NIT Suratkal. She is currently working as a solution architect with Tesco at their Bangalore office and is a mother of 2 lovely daughters. Instilling love for Swami in these kids is her top priority. She conducts Bal Vikas classes and tries her best to contribute to various Sai activities in her spare time. Sai Geeta joined the Satya Sai Primary School as a student of class 5 and today she is here to talk about school days.
I offer my most humble and prayerful salutations at thy lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, as you have all seen, we the children who have had this immense fortune of having studied at the holy portals of Bhagwan's Institute for the last three decades have gathered here to express our gratitude to our dear beloved Bhagavan, who is everything for us. I have a question for all of you. Have you paused and looked at the night sky and seen those beautiful stars gleaming at you? Can you guess what may be the number of stars there? 2,500 is the mere number that we can see with our naked eyes at any point in time. But do you know how many stars are there in our galaxy, the Milky Way? It's anywhere between 200 to 400 billion stars that make up our galaxy. And our galaxy is just a very humble, moderate-sized galaxy in the universe. Any guesses on how many such galaxies exist in the universe? It is somewhere between 300 to 500 billion galaxies. Doesn't that sound mind-boggling? Can we even comprehend anything of this magnitude? And imagine the creator of this vast, immensely vast universe had this wondrous impulse that he wanted to don a human form like you and me and come and be amidst us. What is our fortune? Can we even comprehend it? I don't think so. All that we know are we are extremely fortunate, not just becoming contemporaries of the avatar, but we are fortunate indeed to be kids at the right age so that we could study in his school. We could grow up watching him in action and learn from every single act of his. All we wanted to do was do something to see the smile on his face, to get a word of appreciation from him. All we wanted to do was to see his face glow with joy. And yes, Swami, we have all come back to you today just to see your face glow with joy, seeing all of us here, and to take back the joy in our hearts when we go back to our homes. Last year, around this time, Swami sowed a thought into some of our minds that we should pen down all our experiences as tiny tots in primary school so that the world would get to read how Bhagwan shared his love on mere human beings like us. And it has been an exhilarating experience trying to put this volume together. Swami, you gave us an opportunity to see how you work your own way through to ensure that your will is done. We were all just mere instruments, and you showed us the more we let, the more you work through us. Every single aspect of the book, right from the concept, the design, and up to the printing, we have undoubtedly experienced your hand at work, and it has made us all the more grateful for having been used as your instruments. Today, I take the liberty to share a few of the incidents from the book that my sisters and brothers have put together. It's not that as kids we had any very earth-shattering kind of miraculous experiences. However, in the typical Krishna style of slowly but surely capturing our hearts, Swami has just pulled every heart of ours and completely encaged them into His. Very, very small incidents, yet He made us realize that He is always watching us. He is there to help us. He is our only true friend, and He is available at our beck and call. We literally believed this, and He lived that day with that way with us. So one of my junior sister writes, it was during the Diwali vacations while we were all children and we were sitting in the side of the mandir. And even before she came for darshan, she had an altercation with her parents saying she wanted to burst a lot of crackers. And the parents tried in vain to tell her that it is futile to waste so much money on something that has to be just burnt away. But she wouldn't take it. So she just mentally told Swami, "Swami, you are my parent and you are obliged to fulfill my desire." And she just walked out of the house and came for darshan. And as usual, during Diwali time, we know, Swami came out with lots of crackers and he called Headmistress Auntie and gave a few boxes of crackers and said, "Distribute it to the children." And Auntie, as per the regular protocol, she decided from first standard onwards, she will start distributing. This child was a fifth standard child and she knew that there were not enough crackers that will reach her. So she sulked all the more and she said, "Okay, this divine parent also does not listen to me. Okay." And she put her head down and was sulking. And the distribution of crackers was over and as expected, she did not get. But even before she realized, Swami came out to the lady's side of the veranda with a special box of crackers. One box of crackers, okay? And he called Headmistress Auntie again and said, "Give it to children. One box. Give it to children." Okay? So Auntie, as usual, just picked it up, went, checked. First, second, third, fourth, all got. Okay, fifth, who is there? And this was the only girl who was there and who hadn't got. So Auntie gave it to her, went back. Swami, as if he was absolutely unaware of anything, said, "Good," and walked back. But with this small act of his, he had completely captured that tiny child's heart and brightened up her world and made her realize that a divine parent hears you all the time. Like this, yet another classmate of mine writes, it was the winter vacation time and we usually used to help in cleaning up of the mandir, the bhajan mandir, and the auntie in charge of the mandir was making us do very hard work. She was putting soap water over and over again and so we had to scrub and scrub a lot. So this girl grumbled to herself, "Swami, you live right up here and don't you know your hands are aching? You're feeling so tired doing so much of hard work. Can you not at least bless us with one glimpse of your darshan?" She hadn't even completed the thought in her mind. And what does Swami do? Opens the window upstairs and peeps at all of us working and gives his beautiful smile, shuts the window and goes away. Is he the creator of the universe coming down to these levels? Can he listen to every thought in our mind? Yes, he does listen. We just have to reach out to him. One more junior sister of mine writes how in the beginning of the 1980s, the Dasara time, the primary school children used to get the chance to chant Vedam. She and her brother were chosen to chant Vedas. But on that Dasara day, her brother was down with flu and could not walk by himself to the auditorium. When Swami realizes that, he actually sends his car to pick up that single child to school. And all the 10 days of Dasara, that small boy has a royal ride in Swami's car to come and chant Vedam in Purnachandra Auditorium. Is Swami short of Vedic pandits? Does he require that small child? And to top it all, at the end, the last day, that boy almost fainted because he was so weak. It was a 10-day long flu. And Swami rushed to him with a glass of water, poured the water into his mouth, wiped his mouth with a hanky,
and made him feel better. What would we call this? Our love of a thousand mothers? Yet another time, two of my sisters from primary school had to undergo an appendicitis operation. And it was in those early days of primary school. And so it was the first time that any child in the school was undergoing an operation of any significance. So aunties were worried, and so were the children. But Swami went to such extent, as if appendicitis was something, you know, the biggest operation that has to happen. He explained to the children not to worry. He called up the parents and said they have to come down and be next to them when the operation happened. He gave special treatment to the doctors who were going to do the operation. And just before the appendicitis operation, they came for darshan. And Swami explained to them, don't worry. It is not a big operation. It's like removing a tiny thorn from your foot. That's all. Okay? It won't pain you much. Here, take. And he gave vibhuti to them. And after that, the operation happened. He wouldn't let them go back to the school till every single stitch was completely healed. 3 weeks in the hospital, just because Swami wanted them to be there so that they are completely recovered. And they had the greatest royal time of their life in the hospital because of Swami. And yet another day, Swami just walked into our classroom when I was in the 5th standard, and it was quite often those days, and the norm was we would all get up and say pranams Bhagavan. So we all stood up and said that, and with his very keen looks he was scanning each and every one of us with his eyes, and there he caught one brother in our class. He had this compulsive habit of blinking his eyes at least 5 times in 10 seconds. Swami caught him and said, come forward, and said, stop that blinking. That brother tried hard, held back for 5 seconds, and then blinked 5 times in 1 second. He couldn't control. Swami gave his beautiful laughter, pinched his cheeks, patted him and said, this is not a nice habit, work on it. And needless to say, he did work on it and got over it. But it was to this level that Swami got involved in the upbringing of every child in the primary school. And really, words fail if I were to describe more and more about his love for us. You would have heard that I received gold medals. Overall in my academic life, it's something close to 8 or 9 gold medals that I have got. And people always tend to ask me, what is the secret of your success? And I always wonder, if I really tell the truth, would people believe it, especially people in the outside world? And so I would hold back. But I feel I must share the secret with you today. When I was a very small child, a 2.5, 3 year old, Swami did the Akshara Abhyasam for me. And unlike the usual Akshara Abhyasam, he took the slate, wrote the Sanskrit Om in front, gave me the chalk, held my hand and made me write over his Om, not once but twice. Then he turned the slate, wrote Om in Telugu, and again held my hand and made me write over his Om again. And I firmly believe it is this unique blessing that Swami bestowed on me has made me excel at in every walk of life. And on that very same day, he also pierced my ears. And he created those 2 golden earrings that he typically does. And just to distract me from the pain, he asked, what's your name? I said, Swami Sai Geeta. And in his usual animated way, he said, do you know I too have an elephant by name Sai Geeta? I said, yes, Swami. And before I had realized, 1 ear was pierced. And this was happening in the Vrindavan ashram, where there were a lot of mango trees. So we were standing below one mango tree, And Swami asked, "Do you like mangoes?" I said, "Yes, Swami." "Then let's eat a lot of mangoes together. Amma ku chappaku, don't tell your mom." Okay? I said, "Yes, Swami." And the second ear was pierced, done. I didn't even realize that my ears were pierced. And in fact, when my father had requested Swami to bless me with the Akshabhyasam and ear piercing, he had apologetically told Swami, "Swami, I think I'm troubling you with very small, mundane things of my family affairs." And you know what was Swami's response? He said, "I have come only to serve you all, my devotees. What better work than this do I have? Can you see my neck, which is quite big for this small frame? It is just to carry all your burdens." "Yes, indeed, Lord. You carried for us more than we can understand or imagine. You gave us all that we desired, needed, and much more. Now, is it not time that we really grow the way you want us to? I pray you give us that unfaltering desire to find you within and enjoy the everlasting bliss of your constant company." Jai Sai Ram.
Our next speaker is Mr. Pratish Dubey. Pratish has had the rare privilege of attending all the schools, colleges, and campuses directly established by Bhagwan, from Uti to Parthi to Vrindavan, the only exception being Anantapur. From KG to PG, he has been a fortunate recipient of the Satya Sai education. Pratish was a student of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Uttakamman, from 1978 to 83, and subsequently he joined the Satya Sai Primary School in Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 1983 till 85. From there on, he went on to finish his higher secondary education from Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School in 1990 and graduated with MBA in 1995 from Prashanthi Nilayam. Pratish currently works in the financial services industry in London. He is also the spiritual coordinator at the East London Sai Centre and has had the privilege of speaking on Bhagwan at various centres and regions in the United Kingdom. I now invite Pratish to the podium.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Most beloved Bhagwan, respected teachers, respected elders, sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. I deem it a very rare privilege that Swami has given us today to very publicly express our gratitude to our parents, to our teachers, and to Bhagwan himself. Years ago, in an interview room, Swami told us, "Man today thinks he is the master of his destiny. He can do whatever he pleases, but can man choose his parents? Who decides in which family the child should be born?" Swami put the question to us. So, dearest Lord, we are very, very grateful to you that you chose that we be born to parents who were already Sai devotees, or at least became Sai devotees, so much so that they decided to sacrifice all their joys and happiness of seeing children grow up so that we could enjoy Sai Sannidhi. There is a Sanskrit verse which says, "Man can never repay the debt he owes his parents." Swami has often told us that we should be very grateful to our parents, because at the very minimum, the food, the head, and the money that we have is their gift to us. Sisters and brothers, ours is a more difficult task. Because for us, those who had the rare fortune to study in Swami's school, he was our parent, he was our teacher, and he is our God. On the 9th of February 1978, Swami decided to inaugurate the Sri Sathya Sai Vidya Vihar at Uttakamand. And as is everything with Swami, the entire first batch of students, staff, and the principal were all handpicked by Bhagwan. Swami had sent Dr. S. Bhagavantam to Uti to inaugurate the school. All of us know Swami has a way of paying attention to detail. It was Bhagwan's command that our school uniform should actually be colored clothing given the cold climate in Uti. We had to wear socks and shoes, so much so that when Swami came for the first time or one of his first visits to the Uti, he wanted to take an individual photograph with each and every student in the school uniform. As you can imagine, we were all very, very small, very, very tiny. And that photograph is a very, very rare treasure that we will always keep with us, because we were so short that Swami asked us to stand in front of him with his arms round us and then had the photograph taken. During his visits to Uti, as with everything with Swami, he very gently, very slowly, but very steadily taught us a few lessons. He taught us discipline in the following manner. One day, one of our teachers was facing the board and writing something. Swami very gently came to the class. He pushed ajar the door and motioned to us to keep silent. And then Swami did something very, very remarkable. He said, "Please, may I come in?" He took permission from the teacher to enter the class. In that way, he had taught us what we should be doing every time, you know, we come to the classroom. And the teacher was so busy writing something on the board that she did not notice the voice that had asked for permission to come in. Thinking it to be another student, she gave permission. And Swami then came inside the class and all of us stood up. Hearing the sound of the students get up, it is then that the teacher realized whom she had actually permitted to come in. Swami would walk in the classroom. He would look at people's notebooks and he would see if anybody was doing mischief and not taking down the notes in the appropriate manner. He would explain why we should copy down what was being taught as was being taught. On one occasion, one of my brothers who had come from abroad, he had a very unique sharpener. That sharpener could be used by the whole class. So Swami looked at it, and all of us know Swami has this fascination of seeing things and then pretending as if he does not know what it is. So Swami made inquiries what it was, and then he said this sharpener should not be kept here. And he asked for it to be placed on the wall, and then Swami took the pencils of several students and himself sharpened our pencils. He taught us yearning. In the early days, our dormitory was on the ground floor and Swami's room was on the first floor. There were many occasions when Swami would come down at night, walk in the dormitory, look at the boys who were sleeping, and if anybody had not covered his blanket, Swami would cover the child with the blanket. But what was most remarkable was even at that time, I mean, let us just reflect on this for a moment. Swami used to travel in the initial days at least twice a year, 8 hours by car from Bangalore to Ooty, only because he wanted to spend time with his Ooty school children. And every time he came to Ooty, there was one particular session he would keep exclusively for the Ooty school students. He would say, first let us have bhajan and then we will have bhojan. And it's because it was a cold place, we would all sit on tables and chairs. Swami would walk amidst us. He would come to each and every table, look at our plates and see what we were eating. And invariably the dish that we liked the most, he would ensure that we got a second helping. But he taught us yearning in a very, very significant manner. Swami would always ensure that he left Ooty at very early in the morning, about 4, half 4 in the morning. And his main concern was that students should not be disturbed. The sleep of tiny tots should not be disturbed. But somehow, each and every time when the day arrived for Swami to leave Ooty, and our teachers would make a beeline to the entrance of the school to offer aarti, somehow the boy who was sleeping at the front of the dormitory would wake up, jump out of his bed, and seeing him, the whole dormitory within seconds would have poured out into the entrance hall. Swami would be very perplexed. He would be very stunned that despite his best efforts to ensure that we were not disturbed, we were there with him at that time. Invariably, we would all cry and pray to Swami to continue to stay on in Ooty for a few more days. On each and every occasion, Swami assured us that he would come back soon and he would spend an extra few minutes with us at that time. Thereafter, we would all run and go to the glass room. There was a particular room in Ooty which we called the glass room. And as Swami's car gently glided down the hilltop, we would all keep our eyes firmly focused on his car. And as long as vision could take us, we would all assemble in the glass room and keep an eye on Swami's car. It was only when the car went out of sight, the students would slowly and steadily trickle into the dormitory. And speaking about the glass room, I remember a very, very interesting incident. Swami one day wanted to open the latch of the glass room. He pretended as if he could not reach. And then he looked around. He picked up one of the boys and lifted him up and asked him to remove the latch. The story continued when we came to the primary school. In all this wonderful time that we had with Bhagwan in Ooty, it was time that he taught us a most significant lesson. So in 1983, when we came to the primary school, boys from class 6 and 7 would form two rows towards the end of the primary school block, and next to us, our teachers would be sitting. And invariably, Swami would come every Thursday and Sunday morning when we came for darshans, and he would ask, "Boy, where do you come from?" And we would rattle out the names of our hometowns. As this continued for a few days, our teachers realized that Bhagwan was actually driving home a greater message. And what was that message? They thought long and hard, and they realized that Swami is mere asking, boy, where do you come from? He does not want to know the names of the various cities in India or abroad. But he was driving home the message. It was time for us to learn that we all come from him. So our teachers hit upon this answer, and then they came and spoke to us. They explained this answer to us and why it was the most appropriate answer to give Bhagwan. And it was only when we were all convinced that we were permitted to give this answer to Bhagwan. And as always, Swami had the last word. Because the first time when we were all ready to give this answer to Bhagwan, Swami asked a boy in the front, boy, where do you come from? And he gave the name of his hometown. But the next time, we got it right. And once we got it right, Swami was immensely thrilled. Most of my brothers who studied in the university would recall that this was something that Swami was very, very, very proud of, the answer the primary school boys gave. And he would invariably point to the higher secondary school and the college students and say, look what the primary school boys are saying. Every Thursday and Sunday when we came for darshan, Swami used to ensure that we would come and sit on the veranda. A few minutes before bhajan, it was almost guaranteed that Bhagwan would stand there and signal for us to go up. And as we went up and sat around him, he would joke with a few boys, he would pull somebody else's leg, but all in all, he made us laugh and he broke down that barrier that we were having in our minds of him being the Supreme Lord. In this manner, we had the great good fortune of experiencing that dictum of Bhagwan where he says, I am a child among children. Speaking of the primary school, in October 1983, Swami created a locket for one of my classmates. And this boy, it was just before vacation. When he went home, he left this locket in his puja room. Because Swami had only created the locket without the chain. So he and his parents thought the best place for this locket is the puja shrine. So the boy came back without the locket. And Swami inquired, boy, where is the locket? And he had said he left it at his home. The Swami was very appeared. Swami appeared very upset, and our teachers told Bhagwan that they would speak to his parents and ensure that the locket was brought to Prashantinilayam. The story does not end here. The locket was brought to Prashantinilayam, a thread was put around it, and the boy was made to wear. The story does not end here. In March 1993, this classmate of mine, when we were studying in Vrindavan, wrote a letter to Swami. He prayed that his mother was unwell and Swami should take care of her. So Swami took the letter and he came out the next day and he made inquiries. He said, yesterday a boy wrote a letter to me saying his mother is unwell. Who is that boy? And then he came to where this boy was sitting and Swami said, kal raat ko main ghar gaya, mother ko dekha, first stages of cancer, but don't worry, I will take care of her. He said, last night I went to your home, I saw your mother, she has first stages of cancer, but don't worry, our super speciality hospital is there, I will ensure that the operation is performed and she regains full good health. And the conversation ended that morning. That evening in Trai Vrindavan, Swami again picked up this boy and started talking to him. At the end of the conversation, Swami said something remarkable. He said, boy, do you remember when you were in primary school, many, many years ago, I created a locket for you, which you left at your home and came? Sisters and brothers, that is our association with the Lord. Once he had taken us into his fold, forever and ever, we are a part of him. I am extremely grateful to Bhagwan for giving us the wonderful teachers that he gave, that he handpicked to shape and mold our own lives. They have taught us many, many, many good things, but the most enduring, one of the most enduring images that I always carry with me is how they helped us internalize Bhagwan. Every morning from 8 to 8:15, we would all assemble in the prayer hall and our teachers would ask us to look at Swami's photograph, closely observe his face, his body, his feet, and then ask us to close our eyes and bring that image in front of us. In this way, surely and steadily, we learned to internalize Bhagwan. Swami was so particular when we were in primary school that he used to send the great Sri N. Kasturi ji every Wednesday morning to come to the school and narrate stories to us. The next day, on Thursdays, he would inquire, "Kasturi Aya, what did he say yesterday?" Another incident I remember was in March 1985. It was the second half of March 1985, and it was almost time for the final exams to come to an end. We noticed a few of our teachers were crying in front of Swami's altar in the school. Our teachers noticed that too. A little later, they came over to us and they asked, "Do you know why we were crying?" And then they went on to explain. They said, "Every night we cry before Bhagwan and we tell him, 'Swami, another batch has graduated. Have we lived up to your expectations?'" Dearest Bhagwan, on this occasion, with your permission, can I share a thought that all of us alumni carry? As far as we are concerned, not only did our teachers meet expectations, they actually far exceeded expectations. This offering of 30 years of batches at your lotus feet in this volume is a token of our gratitude to you for everything that you have done, be it choosing our parents, be it choosing the teachers who were there to shape and mold us. In conclusion, I can only pray to Bhagwan, a universal prayer which very beautifully sums up our relationship with Swami. It was true when we were tiny tots. It is true even today and will remain true forever and ever.
Tumi ho mata pita tumi ho, tumi ho bandhu sakha tumi ho, tumi ho sathi tumi sahare, koi na apna siva tumhare, daya ki drishti sada hi rakhna, tumi ho bandhu sakha tumi ho.
Thank you and sign on.
రామ గ్రామాలోన సేవలెన్ను చేయుదా రామ గ్రామా నను స్వామిని సేవించుగా సాయిమాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సాయిమాత బిడ్డలం అందరం సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం సత్య సాయిమాత బిడ్డలమే అందరం.
Oh, Tat Sat Namah Shivaya Hari Om. Tat Sat Namah Shivaya Hari Om. Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya.
Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya.
Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Tat Namah Shivaya. Tat Namah Shiva. Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya. Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Hari Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya. Shiva Shiva Shivaya Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya. Sai Om Tat Sat Namah Shivaya.
Dulare Yashoda ke pyare. शंभो शंकर दे
Thank you. जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि गगना श्रीकर सर्वा प्राण पते स्वामी सर्वा प्राण पते आश्रित कल्पन टीका आश्रित कल्पन टीका
Sairam.
With gratitude to Bhagwan for having given us nice children from Sri Satsai Primary School who are grown up now, whose children are studying here in the same institution. I happily recall Swami praising the primary school and the teachers to skies, how the teachers take care of the children more than their own parents, what concern they have, that they will sleep just by their side when they fall sick, and how they feed them. Oh, he has been speaking a lot. God bless you. You are really privileged to have been the students of Sri Satsai Primary School. And you certainly carry that stamp, because Swami always says that your English, your pronunciation, diction, erudition, typical of primary school. When he talks to university boys, suddenly if a boy starts speaking nicely, he'll say, you are from primary school. Ah, man, school boys, Santerani. They'll say, only our boys can speak like that. Therefore, we are very happy, grateful to Swami for having such, given such nice children. Well, tomorrow, the first Jan, the new year, with the divine blessings of Bhagwan, we have two interesting programs. In the morning at 9 o'clock, we'll have the current students of Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning will give us a program tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Welcoming the new year, saying goodbye to the bygone year, 2011. And in the evening, we have a special program by the alumni of Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning. Tomorrow is going to be the students' program, the current and the past. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year. Sai Ram.